Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
James Gardner, the Republican candidate for Buffalo mayor, is joining us live on the Troquer College Live Line this morning. This is the first day of the November campaign for mayor. James, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Great. First question to you, James. Are you still in this race?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think actually the Republican Party in Erie County had a very good night last night. Anytime the Democrats lose sense of themselves and nominate and elect in their primary as their standard bearer somebody who is as out of touch with where most people are in the city of Buffalo, and vote for a pro-criminal, anti-business candidate, I think people are going to be desperate for options come November. And I'm very proud to be in this race. I think the Republican and Conservative Party are unified and united behind me. I think our message is, and the contrast could not be greater. This is going to be a general election that it hasn't happened in generations where there's been this kind of a contest in the city of Buffalo. I'm very proud to be a part of it. As everyone knows, you know, the Democratic sideshow looks like it's going to continue with multiple candidates being on the November ballot on their own line. So I think this was a great night for the Republican Party, and I'm very much looking forward to the contest ahead.
Well, James, as you said, the Republican Party is rallying behind you, that they're all unified behind you, but there's been some question to that. Have you faced any sort of pressure to get off of the ballot, whether that's in the last several hours or at any time in the past couple of months?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is the kind of parlor room politics that, you know, when you're in a city that has been dominated by one party rule for 50 years, the idea that that the other party, the Republicans, might actually seriously contest this nomination provokes sort of disbelief and bewilderment, and naturally people grasp at, you know, some grand political bargain. I can tell you unequivocally, I have not been approached by anybody on the Democratic side. I have received nothing but encouragement, praise, and optimism from not only the rank and file Republican and conservative, but also the chairman. So there, you know, I appreciate that this sort of question is never probably going to be put to rest until, probably in August when it's practically impossible for me to be off the ballot, but I am in it to win it.
James, what do you make of being called a placeholder candidate? I mean, because if you stay in the race and Chris Scanlon continues to run, you're likely to split the vote with him, assuring a Sean Ryan victory.
Well, I mean, first of all, I've been called a lot worse in my life than a placeholder. But so I'm in no way offended by it. But the reality is that if you look at the vote totals, I mean, I'm talking about the aggregate vote. You're talking about fewer than, you know, was it like 26, 27,000 people that came out and voted in the Democratic primary? I think, you know, as things stand, you know, I can't speak for the acting mayor and I can't speak for any of the other Democratic candidates who have their own independent nominating lines or independent lines. But I think their question is whether or not they're going to stay in the race. I mean, I don't really see I think when you have a contrast that is as stark as November will be between somebody who is, you know, has been on the wrong side of every issue that has affected not only the public safety, but also the economic viability of Buffalo and Sean Ryan. And you have somebody like me who stands on the polar opposite of each and every one of those issues. I think not only do I have a viable candidacy this November, I think I have a great argument to make and a great shot at being the next mayor of Buffalo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What can you tell voters? Because the Republican Party in the city of Buffalo has been dormant for quite a while. It has not had much representation, has not run many candidates on ballots when people go to the polls. Where can you point to voters in the city of Buffalo to show why the Republican Party is right for the city at this time?
Well, I think people who live in the city are getting a pretty good look at it. They've seen the effects of 50 years of one-party Democratic rule. They see, you know, the total lack of ideas that are coming out of the Democratic primary by every candidate to solve the issues that matter most to Buffalonians, and that is economic ability. I was paying very close attention to the Democratic primary, and there seems to be a dirty four-letter word that Democrats don't like to talk about, and that's jobs. Nobody put forward a plan. Nobody has articulated how they are going to make this city a place to do business in. How are you going to attract businesses here? How are people going to – why would people move here to start a business? Nobody has an answer for that. What they do have is just another government program that they're going to roll out to keep the status quo and to keep their jobs.
Is it tough, though, because you can point to what you say Democrats aren't doing, but you don't really have an example there of what Republicans have done in the city of Buffalo. Does that make your job tougher?
Not at all. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing year after year, voting for the same party, the same ideas year after year, and expecting a different result. The reality is my candidacy is buoyed by the fact that I'm not associated with any of those ideas or any of those people. I mark a clean break from the sort of politics of the past and the continuation of the politics of the future that the Democrats are espousing. This is a time not only where Democrats haven't, not only are they not saying, you know what, we need to really reevaluate and come up with a better idea, they're leaning into it. The Sean Ryans and the other socialists who just won their Democratic primaries last night, they're not tacking to the center. They're not looking to see how they can be more business friendly. They're going in the opposite direction. And when voters understand that, when they see that contrast, I know that the common sense voter in the city of Buffalo is going to be voting for me over that, because they know it's not only a continuation of what they've lived with for the past 50 years, it's a more extreme version of it, and people are tired of it.
James, how real is your campaign? I don't see a campaign website for you.
That's well, the I have as you know, I've done this before. I know I was here on a countywide basis. This has been part of our plan and part of our rollout from the very beginning. We were always going to be very quiet about during the Democratic primary season, because why would you do anything to distract from the sideshow that they provided for us? I think what you'll see now is exactly what happens after a primary, is the rollout and the ramping up of a general election.
All right, we got to run. James, thank you for the time. James Gardner, Republican candidate for Buffalo mayor.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.